So Yud Beis and Yud Gimel are Ad Shehamelech b'Mesibah near Dinas on Reichon. So what it means is there's Rashi's Pshat that Rashi says that even though you gave us all these things, but we feel bad because right away at Har Sinai at the Mesibah of the Melech we gave a bad odor when we did the Egel. That's how Rashi basically touches the pasuk. And then the next pasuk says, "Surah Havar Doidi Libe and Shandayolim," but then Hashem came back to offer us the Mishkan and give us a beautiful smell of it. That's pretty much the way Rashi says over the Psukim. Okay, that Hashem was willing to be Yolin Ben Shaddai and come and put his Shechina back, even though near Dinas HaNereichai, even though I was Masriach. Okay, but the Gra doesn't say that. He says, "Asher mesaper samalka shekara la im amelch beis shabah melch etzla v'yashav b'misibay kichena minik beis boya melch hamokam echa b'mikra oisim lekavod gadol." Anytime the king goes to a new city, they make him kavod gadol b'misibah gedola v'koy amra take if kishabah melch near the bishmish and this vasamti nasa nesreichai el amelch v'iriach hamelch esreichai v'aravloi. So right away, the melech smelled the good odor. The good smell, fragrance, I should call it. And he was mischaber to me. So Rashi, it's the opposite of Rashi. Rashi says that Nosan Reicha is referring to a foul odor. And according to the Gra, it's a fragrance that was attractive, if anything, that made a connection between the Melech and the Malka. So take it, Shabbat Melech, near the and he liked it. Meaning, the Melech gave me tachshitim, as we discussed in the previous pasuk. And the smell was nosan rechay. And then, it's referring to like a. I didn't just have a smell, stamazoid. I had a tsror. I had I guess a package of bisom and bein shadayolim, and that caused Hashem to be nidvak to me further. The Gra says, "V'achakach nidvak elai b'tsror shenis basim." Bein Shaddai ba boysim nikshar ba gufay. Kenu doidi bein Shaddai yolin kamaya boysim avaloi bikvias. I forgot one thing. Just the next year, I have to just tell him so I won't leave. Okay. Fine. So the Gra says that in addition to the tachshitin that you gave me on my neck and my body that we discussed last time, meaning the Torah and the mitzvahs, in addition to that, there's a gevaldik reyach, and the reyach also was a source of a chibur between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Granted, based on other Gras that we saw in Megillas Esther and here, we could add perhaps. That Reach is tefillah. Remember, we had that conversation. That Reach was tefillah. So perhaps he doesn't say this, but perhaps it's the third level of a connection between there's Torah Zav, there's a Torah, and there's Novel Chayak B'Torim, and there's Tzavarit B'Charuzim. And maybe in addition to that, there's a chibur to Hashem through Reach.
Third mitzvah and
Tefillah.
tefillah.
Yeah. That's Kanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's all good. It's very simple pshat. It doesn't not matter too much. Where I lost the flow here of the Gra in the next pasuk. Eshkol ha-koyfer doidi li b'charmei ein gedi. In addition to that smell, there's another smell called Eshkol HaKoifer. Rashi says, Yesh boisim shishmoy koifer, kwen kfarmim nirodim, v'osu kein eshkolis. And the way that this last level of boisim presents itself is somehow through clusters. V'karmi inge, l'shem makum, v'shamu matzli, v'ra'isi ba'gadah, sh'oisim krom, oisim peris, arbori chamish apam b'shana. And in addition to the Tzror Hamar, I also have Eshkol HaKoifer. And the Eshkol HaKoifer I get from Karmei En Gedi, which produces fruits multiple times a year. Which means, Hashem, my beauty allows me that even though I machis you many times a year, you still overlook it and connect to me through that smell of the Eshkol HaKoifer. That's Rashi's interpretation. I'm just going to read the Gra. I have no idea what he's saying, really. I could not understand this pasuk. It's a lot of concepts. But let's go through it slow. Maybe we'll get it a little better. That there's one difference that first you tell me you give me jewelry. Now you tell me that you gave me nerd. You gave me nerd, which is one type of smell. You gave me tzur hamar bin shaddai. No. But both of those types don't create a kvias. So it's a certain chibur, but it's not a kavua de kachibur.
Oh, yeah.
But eshkol hakoifer is from Kami and Gedi. That's a much more permanent type of chibur. Why? Because it's gadol tamid bekvias. You can always access this smell. So this particular, I don't know what you call it, flower or bison, is always available. And
wasn't it in Gedi where they had the perfume center where Shlomo HaMelech had it?
The point is that's where this Eshkol HaKoifer grows. That's what I should say. That's what we're saying here. And the Eshkol HaKoifer is a source of permanent smell. So that's the three levels. Okay, there's Nerd, there's Sor Hamar, and then there's Eshkol HaKoifer. Okay, now. So there's three types of besam, and there's also three types of parts to a tree. What are the three types of parts? Guf, shorish, va'anaf. Right? Every tree has three basic parts. There's a part you don't see, there's the part that grows the tree out, which is there, it stays. That stays forever. Then there's the part that every year, the branches, the leaves, the fruit that grows out. Okay. Nerd, the besom of Nerd, who's shurish ilon. Nerd is a type of spice that comes from the shurish. Okay, you produce it. Oh. Nerd is the type of spice and fragrance that's produced, apparently, from the shurish of the tree. Umar, the mar is grown from the gufa ilon. And the eshkol comes from the branches, from the fruit, from the part that's fresh. The heimlu umas gimel chelke oilom. And these three fragrances, which come from three different parts of the tree, are connected to three parts of the world. Shemaim, va'aretz, va'avir. I don't know which is which. Well,
yeah.
I'm not sure exactly. In other words, I guess it starts from the ground up. So the ground, and then the avir, and then the shemaim. V'akavana shel gimel psukim hi al derech shamu chazal. Shekoidem, this is a very interesting concept. Koidem chet adam arishon hayashchinas uzoi mole kol haaretz kvoido. Kol olam kulei. Misoif ha'olam v'atsoif. Before Adam Rishon's Chet, there was kimat no place which was mufne from the Shechina. The Shechina was present clearly in the entire Bria. Ulaachar shechil kol dar enosh v'dar ha'mabul nistalka shechina v'alsa v'yasha ad lamala mizayin rakim. Eventually, through seven chatoim, the shechina went up seven rakias. Ad sheba Avraham Avinu, and he brought it down the seven rakias. Okay, he brings a major share of shirim that says basi legani. So zok to measure chota adam arishayin. Nistalak Shechina. The Shechina went from the ground level to the first Rakia, the Rakia Rishayna. Chota Kain, Nistalka Lashnia. Chota Enosh, Nistalka Lashlishis. Dor Mavo, Nistalka Lervias. The Chulu, Chotu Anche Sdoim, Nistalka Lerakia. Shishis, Chotu Anche Mitzrayim, Vime Avram, Nistalka Lerakia Hazayim. Okay, so through the seven chatoim, the Shechina was nesala to the seven rakias, and through the hashpo of the seven tzaddikim, whatever. Well, not really, because David is later. But yeah, through the hashpo of the seven tzaddikim, the Shechina came down. Then what? Avram harida. Avram brought it down to the sixth. Yitzchak harida to the fifth. Yaakov brought it to the fourth. Levi, he brings in Levi to the third. Kahas, the second. Amram, the first.
Not the Ishbizim. In other words.
Moshe La'aretz. And Moshe brought it down from the first Shemayim to the land. Hadaw d'ksev, tzadikim yir sh'aretz v'yishakna la'ana le'av alochein. Hayimayos Moshe gavay mekulam. Sh'al yadoi nizgal la'aretz gimel pa'amim. Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down three times. Echad in Har Sinai was the original time. Then Beis B'Mishkan Gimel Kishinatus La'aretz. V'zehu Oymeri Ad Shamelech V'Mesiboy Kasher Yorad Al Har Sinai Hitzia Hashemayim Al Har Sinai V'Kasam Echad Rabbi Aaron V'Kasam Echad Rabbi Hashemayim Dibarti Melamed Shehirkin Hekev Nir Dinasan Reichoy Sha'omru Nasev V'Nishma Nasas and mitzvahs and nishmas of Torah, and the Torah is made up of 11 books, and nirdi plus 11 remachi varim, Torah and mitzvahs. Torah, how many mitzvahs are there? 248. How many svarim in Torah are there? Six. I don't know what the six are. Chamisha chamisha Torah plus bereishis.
No, she said
mitzvah.
I don't know.
No, doesn't say that. Says the Torah he chamisha svarim the hashishi hu hakoylol the ha'inu ma'isa bereishis.
You said that's what's in the Zohar, so maybe it's not something
it's a Zohar. It's an emirate. It's a Balista Zohar.
So like I heard David Olavsky one time speak. So he says. There's a famous Gemara in Croesus. Actually, there are no famous Gemaras in Croesus. So anyway, so the so Akoponim Remach Evarim, which is the 248 mitzvahs plus the six svarim of the Torah, equals 254, which is a gematria of Ner, which is the first spice.
Okay,
what? We're getting out there.
Okay.
Okay, like I told you, I lost track of this cheshbon because he already said too many things. Akoponim, we have to finish this piece tomorrow. That's the bottom line. But you already said a lot.
Finish.
A couple of cheshbon will finish tomorrow. Okay, scratch the list.